Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting into details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
the I gotta do put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Truth Nation. It is Tuesday, August 27th. We are broadcasting, as you heard, live from the American Family Insurance Studio. This is, again, the best morning show because you deserve the best. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. What's going on this Tuesday?
Man, we're going to find out. We got a lot.
We do.
And I know, look, we say this every morning, Telly, but today especially, we've got some great topics and we have a subject matter expert that is making time out of their day to pour into us with some very critical and important information. So lots going on today.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos.
DT, what it do? Good morning.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So I've got a quick story to share with you, Telly and Ricky. And, you know, it's like we talk about this all the time in terms of waking up in the morning and as soon as you leave your door as a black person or a person of color, just, you know, being reminded that you are still seen as less than. And, you know, I'm currently wrapping up the summer, me and my children. So we're spending some time in Massachusetts, and I was walking down the street in this business district, for lack of better words, here, and there's a lot of, you know, vendors in terms of boutiques and grocery stores and restaurants, etc. And I was walking down the street, and this gentleman who is white, he probably was my age, maybe late 40s, early 50s, and he just stops and he says out loud, "What in the heck is an inkwell?" And I said, "Oh, you should Google that. It's a major part of American history." He immediately responds, Telly, immediately, like knee jerk, "Well, I am very well versed in American history, and I've never heard of the inkwell." So as he's saying that, there's other black people that are kind of looking, because he's speaking very loud. And so they're kind of looking like, what's up with this guy? So then his partner walks up and introduces himself as the man's, you know, husband. And he goes, "Is my husband starting trouble? He tends to do that." And I said, "No, he's not starting trouble." I said, "But he's challenging the fact that the inkwell is part of American history." And so as I begin to give him a brief synopsis of what the inkwell represents, what it means in terms of American history, as well as, you know, black history, he's like, "Wow, that's fascinating. I had no idea," et cetera, et cetera. And what I wanted to say, Telly, and the spirit just said, "You on vacation, Denise, like let's just pick our battles." And so I refrain from saying this, but I'm going to share it with you, Ricky, and Truth Nation, the rest of Truth Nation. At that moment, I wanted to say, you know, when you talk about equality and you talk about fair treatment, because as both being married men, like they are married and members of the LGBTQ plus community, it is important for you and your husband to feel a sense of belonging and inclusion and equality. And you have a number of legislations, even at the top, at the national level, within Kamala Harris's campaign, where people that struggle with accepting or understanding your sexual orientation, your lifestyle, your beliefs. And it just bewilders me how you, as an openly out the closet homosexual man standing there with your husband, can look at me and about four or five other black people and tell me that because you didn't hear or never heard of the Inkwell, it truly cannot be a part of American history.
Yeah.
Do you feel what I'm saying, Telly?
It is a classic case of the people that get discriminated against is doing the discriminating.
Man!
And you're like, how in the world can you discriminate? And you know how it feels to get discriminated against. And I don't know if the conversation even would have went that far for me, DT, because as soon as he said, well, I'm very well versed in American history, I would have said, clearly you're not.
Like, basically, you don't know what you're talking about.
And that's exactly, and thank you for thank you for correcting me, because I said Hearst and it should have been Burst. Y'all bear with DT, because it is, when it's early in the morning, my brain, it still is warming up. But thank you, Telly, for that validation, because I didn't say it, Telly. And you know me, you've worked with me long enough to know I'm not shy. I don't bite my tongue. Sometimes I talk too much. I'm self-aware of that. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired as a black person of having to explain to people who are not black that are so confident. And to your point, I'm like, at this point, you've let the world know that you are in a homosexual gay relationship. I don't have any problem with that. Love who you love. I'm not here to tell anybody who they should love or judge anybody for who they love, as long as you're not a grown person trying to love little kids. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't care who you love.
Yeah. But
like you said.
Yeah, don't walk around like you were able to walk around like this even 30 years ago.
I will say this, Telly, that the few black people that were standing around and, you know, hearing this exchange, and it was healthy. I mean, it wasn't combative or it wasn't, back and forth arguing, but they looked at me and they was, you know how black folks, you know how we give you that nod, like, thank you. Like, because I'm glad you did versus me. But yeah, the whole takeaway from that conversation, two things, Telly. Number one, how dare you on your ivory, from your ivory tower, how dare you tell, here's the thing, Telly. So after we had the conversation, you know what he asked me? What's he said, that? Wow. He said, are you a teacher? And I said, well, the proper term is educator. I said, but however, I am not. I said, I'm a coach. I'm a communication coach. Oh man, that makes perfect sense. You just, cause you know, I thought I knew everything. And I was like, exactly. I said, that's the power about life. It's a constant learning journey. And the fact that you just were determined to tell me what is and what isn't American history.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, and then once I broke down what the history of the Inkwell meant in terms of Oak Bluffs, Massachusetts, and Martha's Vineyard, and, basically, this is what I told him. I said, this is the wonderful thing about black people. This is why I love being black. Because we are the only race in this country, only race of human beings that day after day, no matter how many inequities, disparities, deficiencies, attempts that are made to hold us back, we still, and God knows, I know it has everything to do with my faith and my trust in the Most High. we still win. We still prevail. There's no other race of people that do that. I'll wait. 833-212-1017.
Yeah.
Because what was supposed to be, we want the housekeepers, the maids, the nannies to be able to sacrifice their family and spend all summer taking care of me and my white children and my white family members. This one time will allow you to bring your kids and your husbands, because again, we know that the foundation of any prosperity is family. So yeah, we'll let you bring your kids and your husbands this one summer. And that one summer turned into probably about a good 110 summers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Current date, 2024.
I would have just been blown away, DT, by the fact that anybody that can put their lips together to say, I know everything, then you know very little. Like, there's no way.
I'm very well versed in American history. I've never heard the inkwell. And you know, one other thing, Telly, that I told him, I said, don't base American history based on what you don't. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me back up. Don't establish what you consider American history based on what you learned. Because again, he and I look like we're the same age.
Because clearly, you don't know everything.
Because I never heard anything about Congressman Milk, the first openly gay congressman, and I want to say out of the state of, it was California maybe, never heard about that.
Mm.
I never heard about any prominent openly gay leaders until it be, you see what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, I really felt like I was like, wow, you of all people. When we come back, we've got a lot of great topics. We also have a special guest who often frequently calls into the show and shares his amazing expertise regarding, obviously, what's most important to our community. One of the things that's most important, and that is our health and our wellness. So stay locked in. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It is Tuesday, August 27th. Man, as this final week of August winds down, we are always, we both DT and I, we agree on this. We don't agree on everything, but we agree on this. We always feel a little smarter after we talk to this individual. Don't we, DT?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't wait.
And I'm talking about Dr. Ford, who is joining us. Dr. Ford, thank you for always contributing your knowledge to the show. And today we're going to talk about something that we really don't talk a lot about. And yes, people talk about the heat and when it gets really, really hot like it was yesterday and will be today. But the poor air quality, how important or how much more, Dr. Ford, should we be paying attention when these meteorologists come on TV and talk about the air quality every day?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, guys. And, you know, like Telly was saying, the heat is one aspect of it, but the air quality is the other. And I'll tell you, everybody feels a little bit hotter now after DT's story this morning, so they pay extra attention this morning.
But yes, yeah. I mean, it most of the time when we think of poor air quality, we just think, oh man, it's really hot and it's really muggy. But when you think of Milwaukee, you don't think of smog. You don't think of all the things, the pollutants that are in the air that causes this poor air quality.
Yeah. So one thing that we talk about is, you know, there's different aspects of it that can affect someone's health. And so if you have pre-existing conditions like asthma, any heart condition, COPD, emphysema, things of that nature that you take an inhaler for. These air alerts are going to be very helpful for you to know, specifically if there's a particle alert that we have currently right now. And so what that means is, you know, it's going to trigger your symptoms of breathlessness. It's going to trigger these COPD exacerbations or asthma exacerbations, so you can have that asthma attack. So whenever you have these warnings, in addition to the humidity that we're experiencing, I believe the humidity right now is about 85%. You know, those are going to be things that you want to pique your interest to and make sure that you're controlling for, reducing your time outside, making sure you have those rescue inhalers on you, and ultimately taking the precautions if you have to be outside for prolonged periods of time.
Dr. Ford, another thing that I was just thinking about when you were talking about inhalers and things of that nature, what about the people that suffer from long-term COVID? COVID is a respiratory infection or things that attack your respiratory system. How much does the air quality play in that as well?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of data on COVID now, especially, you know, if you think about it, we're still within the time frame that we are examining this virus and learning a lot about it. And so usually it takes about 10 years or so, and we're still well within that frame. And so what we've seen in some of the preliminary data that we have is that there are some changes of the lung tissue over time. We see it in patients that are extreme athletes, patients that are marathon runners, even professional athletes, where they don't have the same lung capacity as they once had in some extreme cases. And so in those cases, you treat them the same way that you would treat someone who, you know, has a known respiratory disorder, someone who has, you know, that COPD or asthma or what have you. And you have to use those same special precautions to make sure that you're protecting yourself and that you're giving yourself the best chance to breathe in these conditions.
Dr. Ford, again, if you are just tuning in, you are hearing from one of our valued, frequent subject matter experts, listeners, viewers, and obviously an honorary member of our Truth Nation, SMEs. we're talking about the impacts of extreme warm weather. And so, Dr. Ford, one of my questions is there's so many, you know, stigmas in our community when it comes to how we manage the sun, how we operate in the sun. Can you give us, from your lens and from your experience, top three things over the next few days? Because as Milwaukee is still experiencing, you know, high temperatures in the 90s and in the 80s, which typically around this time living in Milwaukee, you're starting now to get into more of the 70s and the 60s. What are some of the top three things that we can be doing to prevent being damaged by the sun, or things that traditionally in our, like, for example, Black people don't need sunscreen. You know, Black people don't get sunburned.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that we need to be doing more or less of?
Exactly. You know, I just proved that rule when I spent some time in college down south, and we do burn. So that is a myth. So one thing I will say is you want to, especially as it's going to be really hot and humid today, the humidity is the other aspect of it too. You want to make sure that you're controlling everything that you can control. So you want to spend as little time out as possible today and over the next couple of days when this humidity is really high and the temperature is high too. If you can't do that, you want to make sure that you're doing all your activities either early in the morning, so get out and do it right now if you can, or late at night when that temperature drops. For folks who don't have air conditioning, we usually will tell folks, you know, you can utilize with public spaces. So either a shopping mall, you can go to a coffee shop, you can go to, you know, the public library. All these places are available for you. And if you start to feel, you know, as if you're getting those cramps, you're not feeling like yourself, make sure that you're hydrating. So we recommend one quart of water every hour or so, or just to kind of put it into terms that we're used to. You know, if you have those big packs of water, two of those little bottles every hour or so to make sure that you're staying hydrated. The one thing that I will tell a lot of patients that come into the ER is that we have to take care of our community, especially when it gets really this hot. And that, you know, for everyone, you know, listening to the show, if you have elders that are living by themselves, if you have, you know, folks in your neighborhoods that are older adults that, you know, you may not have seen, make sure you're checking on them too, to make sure that those conditions in their home and make sure that, you know, that they're being as safe as possible in these extremes of heat. Just to tell a quick story, I had a lady that I saw recently in the ER who was in her 90s, and she thought she was turning up her air conditioner in her apartment and EMS came and got her after a well check from one of her neighbors, and she was actually turning up her thermostat temperature and turning on her heat.
Goodness.
Her house was over 95 degrees in that house. Things can get really dangerous in these environments, so we got to make sure that we take care of our community, take care of our village.
Dr. Ford,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for that information. We appreciate it because it is going to be another hot one today. So make sure you check on your elders and your community. That is a great piece of advice. And DT, don't we feel smarter as always after talking to Dr. Ford?
I feel like I can go past the GMAT, the LMAT, the BBD MAT, all the MATs. Hey, I feel like I could pass right now.
All that. But Dr. Ford, before we let you go, we just got to know, what are your thoughts about Cam Newton having 8 kids by 3 different women? No, I'm just joking.
I want to know. Dr. Ford, what are your thoughts?
I mean, because that took up our whole show yesterday. I'm sure you heard, but isn't that something? Like, didn't that Dr. Bryant give her something? I mean, give him something to think about?
She gave him some food for thought. You know, you got to make sure. I think Brother Cam, you know, he means well, and I think that a lot of times, especially in our communities, we put a lot of emphasis on if we're caring for our kids financially and if they have a house over their head, you know, roof over their heads, et cetera. You know, then they're good. And so what she did was she kind of changed that lens for him to look through, because there is an emotional, you know, capability that you have to make sure that you allot for your kids. You have to be there for your kids. I have 2 kids, and I tell you, with all the stuff that we do, and you guys can probably attest to that too, you always feel like, you know, you could be doing more, right? You could be attending more of those games, attending more of those practices, things that they want to do. And so if you got 8 kids, you're stretching yourself pretty thin. Not to say that it can't be done, but to say that, you know, she just wanted them to see it from their perspective and see, you know, what it would be like from that kid's perspective.
I know one thing that's apparent. When he was reading the Bible, he took being fruitful to heart. He's definitely being fruitful.
And multiplying.
Dr.
Ford, again, thank you so much for sharing your time, your insight, and your energy. We always so greatly appreciate you just reaching out and pouring in. That's the power of this station. That's the power of community leaders such as yourself. So again, Dr. Ford, thank you so much for joining Telly and I. Have a great rest of the day and stay locked in to 101.7 The Truth. We love you.
Absolutely, guys. Bucky.
Boy. Now, it's like, go save some lives.
Right.
Who can you say that to? And actually
Can I be, right, literally, can I be unpolitically correct for a moment? Because as Dr. Ford was sharing very, very healthy tips and mechanisms and ways that we can navigate through these heat advisories between today and tomorrow in Milwaukee, you know, I thought about, you know, as he was reminding us, if we have elders, you know, go check on them and make sure, especially those that do not have central or some type of air conditioning in their homes. I was also thinking about, you know, Telly, when you go into a coffee shop and, you know, most of the time when you walk into a coffee shop, you'll see, you know, people, whether they're just, you know, having a meeting or people who are there intentionally there to work. They're there to get, you know, use the Wi-Fi and get some work done. And the standard rule is just buy some coffee, you know, just patronize the business that you're in. There are going to be a lot of people that you'll see that are in coffee shops. As Dr. Ford had mentioned, they're just trying to get some air conditioning. Don't be that person that says, excuse me, that person over there is unhoused or that person over there is homeless and they are just making me feel uncomfortable. Don't be that person.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you might need somebody to give you some air conditioning. Life gives and it takes.
No,
you're listening to the best morning show on planet. I'm just saying, Telly, let's not be that person. Let these people, because you never know when you're going to need somebody to help you.
Right.
833-212-1017. You're listening.
They just want to cool down.
Say it again, brother. I know we got to go to break, but say it again.
I just said, you know, they ain't trying to live there. They just want to cool down.
And treat somebody the way you'd want somebody to treat you. That's all I'm saying. Nice. All right, y'all. When we come back, we've got some more updates. A local native of Milwaukee, the most recent development, local Milwaukee military, I guess I should say hostage, for lack of better words, who was released from North Korea. More updates and developments on that, as well as other hot topics. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, tap in this Saturday from 1:15 p.m. to 2 p.m. for another episode of Outreach Community Health Center's Community Heartbeat, featuring Sherwin Hughes, host of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, and Dr. Mubanga, the Chief Medical Officer of Outreach Community Health Centers. They will discuss the importance of immunizations, define inoculations, and your overall health. Again, that is Community Heartbeat this Saturday. Listen to 1017 The Truth between 1:15 and 2 for an exclusive interview hosted by Sherwin Hughes.
Truth Nation, I'm so excited about this. Like, I'm literally going, that's one of my favorite words, I know, going to watch this with the utmost enthusiasm. Now, we all know that election season is in full swing, and we need to have insightful discussions on the political issues that matter to the Black community. So tonight, Truth Nation 101.7 is going to be debuting The Truth on Politics from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight on The Truth. Now, this monthly show will be a Truth Family Roundtable, which will engage in a thoughtful debate on the local elections, policies which impact you, and break down everything that you need to know about the upcoming 2024 presidential election. So do not miss the debut of The Truth on Politics tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Dr. Ken Harris, Sherwin Hughes, Telly Hughes, Tori Lowe, and Bailey Coleman on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Telly, are you ready? I know you said it's going to be entertaining. I think it's also going to be informative and inspiring. So how you feeling,
man,
for tonight, brother?
I am excited. I'm looking forward to tonight. It's going to be something that, you know, I've never been a part of. And just giving the Black community side of politics and how this is impacting our community. And so I'm looking forward to it, to talk about subjects and subject matters and topics that don't really get covered in the mainstream media. So really, really looking forward to it.
Well, like I said, I will definitely be tuned in. And, you know, y'all might get me riled up where I'm going to have to call in. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to be a good listener.
Hey, you know how that could come back around, because it's September. It's your turn, right?
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah.
September is my turn to be on the roundtable. So, yeah, Truth Nation, you definitely want to tune in tonight again from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. immediately after Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken tonight. Quick update. Travis King, who is a Wisconsin native, he is also an American soldier who crossed into North Korea on foot from South Korea back in July of 2023, is expected to plead guilty to 5 of the 14 offenses in the U.S. Army. So the U.S. Army has charged him with 14 offenses last year, including desertion and assault on a non-commissioned officer, according to Mr. King's attorney. The U.S. Army Private Travis King will take a responsibility for his conduct and enter a guilty plea, according to his attorney, Franklin Rosenblatt, in a statement. King will also plead not guilty to the remaining offenses, which the Army will withdraw and dismiss. The guilty plea is set to be entered on September 20th at a general court martial, where King will explain what he did, answer the military judge's questions, and be sentenced.
Only thing I can say about that is I don't know how true this is, but they say the military police, that's worse than the regular. I would ask to go to the regular jail. It's not the military jail, but that's just me.
Excuse me, Judge. I know you're real busy right now, so how about we just go, we take this to
make
the regular.
Make me a civilian. I ain't a part of the military. I'm a civilian.
Well, in all seriousness, King's mother, Claudine Gates, obviously, who loves her son unconditionally, as any mother would about their son, is extremely concerned about the mental health. And, you know, we've talked about this, and we're going to actually talk more about this during today's show in the second hour, the state of mental health, especially among Black men in this country, that, quite frankly, oftentimes, without a proper treatment or diagnosis, enter the military, enter the armed forces, because there's no other option. You know, right. They may not necessarily have a criminal record, but because of their mental health issues, they're not able to get what they, you know, what would be called a traditional employment. So they oftentimes go into the military, go into the police force. And this is why you see a lot of times what happens that is regarded as, how did this happen? I guarantee you that nobody was shocked when they started to investigate the police officer out of Springfield, the deputy sheriff who shot and killed Sonya Massie. The stories came out. Oh, he had previous issues. He was dishonorably discharged from the military. These are the kind of things. It's like, well, then how did he get a badge?
All right. Yeah.
Like, how are these people?
Because people, they really take advantage of that term. I served my country. And it's like, mm-hmm. Well, you didn't talk about the part where they kicked you out or you were dishonorably discharged. Like, so, yeah, that to me, it just, that shouldn't be just, okay, you got some military service or you got some military time. You could be a cop. Like, that doesn't translate all the time. I mean,
Not at all. Like,
look at the mental state of each person, and you don't know what they went through during their time serving their country.
And look at the pattern of behavior, and look at all the trends. Remember the man on the New York subway train, who was also discharged from the military, who choked the Black homeless person,
yep,
unhoused person, I should say, mm-hmm. on the subway in New York.
Yeah,
we got to do better, and rightfully so. The Springfield, Illinois sheriff who resigned shortly after more developments were released in terms of why this police officer reacted the way that he did, resulting in the death of Sonya Massie in her own home, in her kitchen. Yes, he should have resigned.
Yeah.
Because you're the one that let, you know what I'm saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. B. Bruce hit us up on our YouTube message board and says that Black soldier is going to come out of prison like Bradley Manning going to a military jail. I don't know what that means. Maybe that's a movie
Bradley
or something.
Manning.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, from what I understand, DT, the military prisons are no joke. And so is going to a military jail. Yeah, so look. We're going to see. We'll definitely keep you all updated and posted on that because, I mean, clearly there were some mental issues going on. I mean, for someone to get out of a South Korean jail and run across, you know, that line, knowing that you're not supposed to go to North Korea, there clearly was something going on. And so I really do hope, and in all seriousness, that is taken into consideration when this case goes to trial. Because, I mean, they can't just sit up there and think that everything was normal and then just one day he woke up and decided he wanted to run to North Korea. Like,
right.
Come on, like, let's be serious, but let's don't just use mental issues when it comes to something dealing with other communities and not take into consideration the impact of everything that goes on with a Black soldier. I mean, they already said that he was, you know, facing a lot of discrimination and things like that while he was in the military. So let's not discount that.
Not at all. And I'm telling you this right now, Telly, The only time I'm going to North Korea is if I'm on a plane with Dennis Rodman. That is the only time. Because I know if I'm with Dennis Rodman, I'm going to make it back to the States, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Other than that,
no,
I'm not. You can miss me with a North Korea invitation.
There. No.
I'm sorry?
No, you can miss me that. You can miss me with that.
Yeah. Unless I'm going with Dennis Rodman, I'm good. When we come back, as we continue to talk about the state of mental health as well as just physical health in our community, there is a popular treatment for diabetes, which is now officially in short supply here in Milwaukee, which is obviously impacting a number of Milwaukee area patients. More than likely, either if you don't have diabetes, you know someone that has been diagnosed with the various types of diabetes. So you want to stay locked in. When we come back, we're going to give you the update regarding this shortage that is impacting a number of Milwaukee area patients battling diabetes. Stay tuned.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Thank you. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Tuesday, August 27th. And listen, I've always wanted to do this, Telly. Let me go ahead and just have this moment, because one of my favorite movies of all time is Do the Right Thing, written, produced, directed by our beloved Spike Lee. And if you recall, during the beginning of Do the Right Thing, Samuel L. Jackson, who was the DJ of the radio station in that neighborhood, what's the first thing he talks about is the heat. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot, y'all. It is hot.
Yes. Yes.
It Stay is. Cool.
Yes. Man, oh, man. If you ain't got to be outside today, today ain't the day you want to chill outside. You don't want no barbecues. It's not a good day to just hang out. Oh, you know, it's sunny outside. Yeah, it's sunny, but it's dangerously hot outside today.
It is so dangerously hot. Now, I will just say this as somebody who also lives in Dallas, who lived in Milwaukee for 20 plus years. This ain't nothing, y'all. Come on. This ain't nothing, Telly. Now, you know this ain't nothing. You done been in California, Arizona. Now, you know this ain't nothing. Come on. Hello?
Right.
Are you there? Telly, what, you ain't got my back on this one?
Oh, no, I got you.
90 degrees. Come on now.
No, I got you. Like, yeah, that man, look, there's really no comparison. Yeah, there's really no comparison.
I know y'all listening. 833-212-107. Texas, Georgia, anything in the South, come on, y'all. When y'all hear these stories about heat advisories and then you hear the temperature is 90 degrees, you tell me your face don't do this. And if you're looking at our YouTube, go stream and watch Telly and I Live so you can see my face. When people are like, oh my God, it's a heat advisory. What's the temperature? 90 degrees. Folks in the South, we be like this.
But see, here's the thing though, DT. It's the same thing in the winter for us. Like when it gets to 60 in Dallas or 55, you know, people are like, oh my God, it's a freeze advisory, you know, out there. And 55, man, shoot. If we get 55 in any time between November and March, man, we going to have on tank tops.
And that's the double truth.
Ruth?
Right.
Thank you, Ricky. Samuel L. Jackson from Do the Right Thing. No, Telly, you know what? You're speaking facts. But that's the thing. Because when I first moved to Dallas, they had one drop of a flake of a snow flake. And the whole city shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Where's storm advisory? And I was like, I was driving. I was getting bread, eggs. I was winning. I was like, oh,
seriously?
Thank you. I felt like I was Moses and I just parted the Red Sea. Like there was no cars. No, touche.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah, no.
But
Go ahead.
I just wanted to remind each of us, especially those that, you know, are from the South who moved to Milwaukee or vice versa. When you hear heat advisory and you're like, oh, what's the temperature? And they say 90 degrees. It's just like you said, Telly, when folks in the South, it's 50, 60 degrees. Oh, my God, it's so cold. I need to get my winter coat. And yeah. People up north are like, in the Midwest? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, great point.
Yeah, yeah. We have someone on the line. We're going to go with this initials, DR. You are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Just really wasn't going to go with interested caller. But thanks for joining the show. What's your question or comment?
I appreciate it, Telly. So, to your point, you struck me when you talked about this young man with the military. And in all seriousness, when he went to across the DMZ and went to North Korea, they handled him in a certain way. And with him having maybe mental illness prior to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once he went over there, and they handled him, because I'm telling you this now. You, me, or none of us want to go over to North Korea.
Yeah.
And then he was a soldier at that. So when they let him go, just looking at him, just a little couple of images of him coming back to, you know, the U.S. side. Look, man, they handled him in a psychological way that's going, he's going to need some continued care. So you do got to pray for that family and for him, because once he gets back here, he's going to get handled. They're going to have to declassify him. And so now they don't know what he said, what he did, what he told. And so, yeah, you're right about the prison. I tell you what, if you want to clean up the streets of Milwaukee and you tell folks they're going to have to go serve over in Leavenworth, man, you'll see zero crime rate.
Yeah.
Because folks know, they know that, like, no, I'm not going into no military prison. And that's interesting that you mentioned that, because if folks had to serve that way, you would see crime go down a lot, Telly, because it's a culture. It's a culture when you sign up. I mean, I got a lived experience. I got a lot of family members. We served in all four branches. And when you come out and they label you dishonorable, it's hard to get a job. It's hard to function unless you, you know, can start up a business and so forth. But that's even hard. And it speaks to the point about that cop who did all that killing, who shot that sister down there in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got your social security number and they put that in their database, you know they seen he had all kind of crazy stuff coming out the military. But that speaks to what you in the educated class call white privilege.
Yeah. No, very, very true. All true statements. Thank you, DR, for calling us in. And, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, I did strike a chord when I said that, because you have to think about those things, and you just provoked something for me. I didn't even think about, you know, what happened when his time in North Korea. It's not like they just had a nice Airbnb waiting on him or something like that. I'm sure it was pretty strenuous. And from a psychological point, we probably can't even imagine what was going on and what they were demanding from him in terms of information and things of that nature. So I don't think jail is going to be the proper punishment for this crime. I mean, he clearly has other things that need to be addressed other than just putting him in a jail and saying, okay, you did a crime, now you have to do the time, and not work on him or his mental state at all.
And I think that's what his mother, who has been very open about just that, Telly, my son is mentally ill. He is navigating through mental illness beyond measure, and it just can't be a matter of him pleading guilty and then being sentenced. It's there's going to be no restitution or correctional experiences. And that's another thing too, and I'm glad the brother who just called, because it reminds me, and we've talked about this in the show before, Telly, correctional facilities.
Right.
You know, the objective is when you enter a correctional facility, for lack of better terms, you're sentenced to hopefully restore your awareness of abiding by the law. yeah. and going back out into society, being rehabilitated,
yeah.
and be corrected. Mm-hmm. That's very few and far in between in terms of what we see. It's not correcting these young men and young women, or even regardless of age, there's no correction. If anything, they're coming out worse.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out of the military worse. They're coming out of correctional facilities worse. So where is the correctional procedures? Where are the correctional mechanisms? And that is what remains to be seen. Now, when we come back at the top of the hour, as mentioned, there's a popular treatment for diabetes that is in short supply, which is impacting a number of Milwaukee patients. You could be one of them, or you could be closely related to someone who is impacted by this significant shortage of diabetes treatments. So when we come back, we're going to get into that. Also, Kamala Harris is not the first black woman to run for president of the United States. There have been some notable Americans that have ran for president that are black women, and we want to get into that along with other hot topics. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We're getting into hour number two, y'all, on this very humid, hot Tuesday morning, August 27th. Stay cool, y'all, and stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.